Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16. Texts 27 and 28. The 27, there is no purport, so I'll just chant that, then we go to 28. 27 says, Chitraketus tu tam vidyam yata narada bhashitam dharayam asas saptaham apakshaha susamahitaha. Translation, fasting and drinking only water, Chitraketu, for 1 week, continuously chanted with great care and attention the mantra given by Narad Muni. So we go to the next verse, which is 28. Please repeat after me. Tata lebe pratihatam lirpa. Tata sa sapta ratante. Vidyaya daraya manaya vidyadhara dipatyam cha lebe pratitam nripa. Translation and purport by A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. O King Parikshit, after only 1 week of repeatedly practicing the mantra received from the spiritual master, Chitraketu achieved the rule of the planet of the Vidyadharas as an intermediate product of his spiritual advancement in knowledge. Purport. If a devotee, after being initiated, adheres rigidly to the instructions of the spiritual master, he is naturally endowed with the material appliances of Vidyadhara Adipatyam and similar posts as byproducts. A devotee need not practice yoga, karma, or jnana to achieve a successful result. Devotional service alone is competent to award a devotee all material power. A pure devotee, however, is never attached to material power, although he gets it very easily without personal endeavor. Chitraketu received this side benefit of his devotional service, which he rigidly performed in accordance with the instructions of Narad Muni. Text 27 says, fasting and drinking only water, Chitraketu, for 1 week, continuously chanted with great care and attention the mantra given by Narad Muni. And text 28 says, O King Parikshit, after only 1 week of repeatedly practicing the mantra received from the spiritual master, Chitraketu achieved the rule of the planet of the Vidyadharas as an intermediate product of his spiritual advancement in knowledge. Hare Krishna. So, this chapter is entitled King Chitraketu Meets the Lord. And we have been requested to say something about these two verses. And we are here to say something. We have such wonderful, wonderful, powerful speakers here who we have come to learn. We have such wonderful speakers, wonderful devotees here who speak the scripture very, very wonderfully. They inspire so much. They inspire me so much with their wonderful, wonderful knowledge of Krishna conscious philosophy. Devotees like Govinda Prabhu, Gauranga Prabhu, Shyamananda Prabhu, Gaura Gopal Prabhu, so many of them. They speak such wonderful, nice philosophy. And we only come here to learn, we only come here to get inspired so that we can also go back and do some little preaching in Africa. But somehow, if you are requested by devotees to do some service, you have to accept. Even if we are not qualified, we still have to accept and try. And by trying, Krishna can bring some result. So actually, I'm just begging that all the devotees should give me their mercy so that I can say something useful, something that can inspire somebody and Krishna consciousness. So these are very, very important verses for our spiritual advancement. We are all here in Radha Gopinath Temple or in ISKCON for one reason. And what is that reason? What's the reason? Yes, spiritual advancement. The reason for coming to ISKCON is to go back home, back to Godhead. That's all that's why we're here. There is no other business. There's no other purpose for coming to Krishna consciousness. We are simply here to go back home, back to Godhead. So, if that is our business, then these two mantras, these two verses, are very important. So let us look at them very carefully. Fasting and drinking water, drinking only water. Fasting and drinking only water, Chitraketu, for 1 week continuously chanted with great care and attention this mantra given by his spiritual master Narad Muni. So, we can see what it entails to have a spiritual master. We can see what is required of a disciple. Tapasya. Right? Tapasya is required in spiritual life. And Chitraketu Maharaj is demonstrating that. He's drinking only water. Only water for 7 days. And chanting the mantra that his Guruji has given him very, very carefully. So, spiritual life requires detachment. Spiritual life requires detachment. Srila Prabhupada says that detachment is a foundation for spiritual progress. Because if we want to progress and we are still holding on to our previous habits, previous activities, those are like chains that keep us bound to the material world. So we cannot progress in spiritual life without detachment. And to facilitate detachment, we must voluntarily accept some inconveniences, some amount of suffering, some austerity, some penance. This is required for facilitating detachment from material sense enjoyment. So tapasya is required in spiritual life. In fact, tapasya and knowledge are very essential. Very, very essential. Because without knowledge of who we are, without knowledge of our relationship with the Supreme Lord, without knowledge of the Supreme Lord, we cannot pursue spiritual life. And without accepting some inconveniences for the purpose of progressing in spiritual life, without accepting some inconveniences for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna, we can also make progress in spiritual life. So we see that many, many devotees in the past performed such great austerities for spiritual advancement. Many devotees in the past. We can think of many of them. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, we all remember his very, very austere life. And as a result, he was very, very detached. And his detachment was so great that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally awarded him, what is that? A Shalagram Shila. Raghunath Das Goswami was so austere and so detached. He was from a very wealthy family. He had a very beautiful wife. It is said that his wife was more beautiful than the wife of Lord Indra, Sachidev. But Raghunath Das Goswami, he saw all that very, very insignificant. From a wealthy family, he was the only son of his father. And automatically, all the wealth of his father was to come to him. But he considered all very, very insignificant. So he gave it up. In fact, it was very difficult for him because the father, the parents were not in support. But he was very determined. And eventually, by the mercy of Srila Haridas Thakur, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, he was able to join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put him in the charge of Swarup Damodar. And he continued with his wonderful activities of great austerity and great detachment. And when he was in Vrindavan, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, we all know, he would pay obeisances to Krishna 1,000 times a day. And for the Vaishnavas, he would pay 2,000 obeisances to Vaishnavas, embrace them 2,000 times. He performs all kinds of austerities just to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So austerity is necessary. We can also remember the story of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was just a 5-year-old boy. Can you imagine? A 5-year-old boy. He's supposed to be in school. Maybe nursery class. But Dhruva Maharaj, in the name of seeking a kingdom greater than his father, than his grandfather, than his great-grandfather, even on Brahman's planet, he went into the forest because his stepmother, Suruchi, had insulted him that if he wanted to sit on the lap of his father, King Uttanapat, then he has to take birth from his womb in his next life. So being a Kshatriya, Dhruva Maharaj was so offended. So he cried and went to his mother. And when his mother heard of the situation, he advised him that the only person who can give you what you want is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nobody else. And I've heard from sages, from rishis, from munis, that you can meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead only in the forest. Of course, that was a long time ago. Satya Yug, Treta Yug, those days. You have to go to the forest to find Krishna. Now we have nice, beautiful temples. You don't need to go to the forest. You don't need to go to the forest. I remember some years back, we, in Nigeria, in one temple, we had one devotee. He's still very active today, Mahamuni Prabhu. He one time said that living among devotees is very difficult. Devotees are always criticizing me. Devotees are always saying some things I don't like. So it is better I go to the forest. That was about maybe 20 years, 19 years ago. That I cannot stay in the temple anymore. I've heard that in the previous ages, people used to go to the forest. So I will go to the forest, and I will meditate on Krishna in the forest. I'm tired of living with devotees. They're always causing me anxiety and trouble. So the devotees gave him their blessings. So this devotee, he carried his mat, carried his something for drinking water, carried his cloth, tied it up, and walked away into the forest. Fortunately, the temple was not too far away from the forest. The temple was at the outskirts of the city. And there were some hills, maybe about 5-6 miles away. So this devotee walked off and went into the forest. And then we're all waiting to see what happens. Around 12 midnight, same day, there was a banging of the door. Very hard banging. "Please open me, Haribol, open me, Haribol, open me." So we're wondering who is banging the door. So the temple commander went and said, "Who is there? Who is outside there?" He said, "I'm the one." "Who are you?" "I'm Mahamuni." "Oh, what happened?" "You told her this morning you are going into the forest to meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But why are you coming back?" He said, "Just open the door. That's all that I want you to do." So he opened the door, and Mahamuni had returned from his meditation in the forest. And what happened? First, he said when it got dark, he was afraid. As soon as it was getting darker and darker and darker, he was afraid. And then he started hearing all kinds of birds, night birds like owls and some other kinds of birds were making noise. Then all of a sudden he started hearing jackals making noise. Then all of a sudden he heard lions roaring. He could not cope. Immediately he felt, "I must leave now." "It is better for me to tolerate the criticism of devotees in the temple than to tolerate the roaring of lions and jackals here." So he carried his mat and came right back into the temple. And then he said, "Second thing, I started feeling hungry in the forest. And I was thinking of prasad." Because the whole day he left in the morning, he only took prasad in the morning, afternoon no prasad, evening no prasad. So he was feeling hungry in the forest. And he remembered in the temple, "You just sit down, they bring your prasad." So, it is not recommended in Kali Yuga to go to the forest because our lifespans are very short. And we are full of fear. And we are easily disturbed. We cannot live in the forest. The forest is very dangerous, full of wild animals. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended and introduced this Harinam Sankirtan. And his instruction is, He should spread his holy name in every city, town, and village. He did not say we should go to the forest and distribute the holy names. He said we should distribute them in the cities, towns, and villages. And Srila Prabhupada has kindly established this ISKCON society with very wonderful temples like here. This is Vaikuntha. Radha Gopinath temple is Vaikuntha. Just stay here and chant Hare Krishna. That is all that we need to do. We don't need to go to the forest. If you listen to the austerities that Dhruva Maharaj performed, you'll be amazed. A five-year-old boy, he went to the forest desiring a planet greater than his great-grandfather's, Lord Brahma's. And so, the Supreme Personality who is in the heart of all living entities directed at the spiritual master, Narad Muni, the same Narad Muni who has given Chitraketu Maharaj these mantras, the same Narad Muni went to the aid of Dhruva Maharaj. And then he gave him the mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That mantra we are chanting every day before Srimad Bhagavatam class. And told Dhruva to chant this mantra and follow certain rules and regulations. So it is described how Dhruva Maharaj, for the first month, he only eat leaves and berries every 3 days. The second month, he only eat dry leaves and grass. Can you imagine that? Eating dry leaves, those that are falling from the tree, and grass. The third month, he was drinking only water. The fourth month, he was only eating air. The fifth month, he stopped breathing. He stopped eating air. And he closed all the nine gates, the body of nine gates. He closed all the gates and was meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his heart. But because he has closed the gate and he has stopped breathing, he was controlling the universal airs. And so the demigods and all living entities were feeling very suffocated. They had to run to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, to request him to rectify the situation. And Lord Vishnu says, I know what is happening. There's one little boy called Dhruva Maharaj. He is performing some very, very severe austerities in the Manduvan forest. I will go there and stop him. And so Lord Vishnu mounted Garuda, his courier, and immediately appeared before Dhruva Maharaj. God, Dhruva Maharaj was enjoying the bliss of seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart. But when the Lord arrived, immediately, he lost the vision, the internal vision of the Supreme Lord. And he was so disturbed. But when he opened his eyes, immediately he saw the same Supreme Personality of God that he was meditating on in the heart, standing before him. And he was in ecstasy. So we can see the austerities that some devotees had to perform to achieve Krishna consciousness. Even contemporary devotees also perform such severe austerities. Bhaktitirtha Maharaj, my revered Guru Maharaj, he told us of his great, great, great austerities he performed. In fact, since I know him, he has never taken water, a drop of water, on Ekadashi. All Ekadashis. All Ekadashis, Bhaktitirtha Maharaj will fast totally. And he said that is his lifestyle for the whole of his life as a devotee. He would eat nothing, he would drink nothing, and he would not sleep. In fact, even ordinary days, he doesn't sleep. He says sleep is waste of Krishna's time. And we all know his Sankirtan Leelas. He would not eat until he has distributed a certain number of books a day. He took a certain vow that I will never eat until I have distributed Srila Prabhupada's books, a certain number of Srila Prabhupada's books in a day before I will eat something. So he took such serious vows. He will rise up very early in the morning, 1 a.m., chant all his rounds. He said his minimum rounds he was chanting for his whole life as a devotee, minimum is 25 rounds. That means the maximum we don't know. That is minimum. So he performed such austerities and distributed Srila Prabhupada's books everywhere in the world. And as a result, he got the special mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So if we want to progress in Krishna consciousness, we must at least accept these very, very concessional austerities. We are giving concessional austerities. No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. And then, in addition to that, we just chant 16 rounds every day. These are very, very minimal austerities as compared to what Dhruva is going through or as compared to what Chitraketu Maharaj is going through. Even Parikshit Maharaj, for 7 days, 7 nights, no food, no water, no sleep. He was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam to attain perfection. So these very, very concessional austerities that are given to us, we should accept them and rigidly follow them. It is very important. Rishabhadev, an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, told his sons, 100 sons, Tapo Divyam Putraka Yena Satvam Sudayat. He said that the purpose of human life is to accept austerity. The human being is, the human form is a special form for performing austerity for attaining divine life. So that was instruction Rishabhadev gave his 100 sons. That you should all accept voluntary austerities so that you can attain spiritual life. And you can experience unlimited spiritual happiness. Why are we performing these austerities? So that we can detach ourselves from bad habits. We can detach ourselves from mundane activities. And we can go deeper and deeper in Krishna consciousness. We can go deeper and deeper in the holy name. We can go deeper and deeper in the service of the spiritual master, deeper and deeper in the realization of Krishna, and we can really enjoy Krishna consciousness. If we remain on the surface, Krishna consciousness is not blissful. If we remain on the surface, Krishna consciousness becomes very painful. But if we go deeper and deeper in Krishna consciousness, go deeper and deeper in the chanting, we will see that this Krishna consciousness is a very, very blissful activity. It's a very blissful activity. So, but first of all, we must rigidly follow the instructions that the spiritual master has given us. That is what is said in the second verse. That repeatedly practicing the mantra received from the spiritual master. Chanting with great care and attention, the mantra given by the spiritual master, Chitraketu, realized his goal of life in 7 days and 7 nights. 7 days, Chitraketu Maharaj had vision of Lord Anantadev. So, we all need the blessings of the spiritual master. It is very important that spiritual life begins with accepting a spiritual master. Actually, the 64 principles in devotional service begin with accepting a spiritual master, taking shelter of the lotus seed of a spiritual master. Why? Because the spiritual master, he initiates us into Krishna consciousness. He gives us diksha, he gives us a mantra, he gives us instructions how we can actually progress step by step in this Krishna consciousness. So, first, we take shelter of a bonafide spiritual master, Jila Chitraketu Maharaj is doing here. He has taken shelter of Narad Muni, and Narad Muni has initiated him with a mantra, and now he is chanting that mantra very carefully and with great attention. So, this also applies to us. Sometimes, we are wondering why we are not relishing so much bliss from our chanting. The reason is we are not carefully and attentively calling on the names of the Lord. We have to carefully, attentively call on the names of the Lord. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We should carefully and attentively recite this mantra daily without offenses. Then we can relish the bliss of chanting the holy names of the Lord. The names of Krishna is not different from Krishna. Krishna and his name are not different. That is the nature of spirit. In matter, there's a difference between form and name. If you are thirsty and you are shouting, water, 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 without actually drinking water, your thirst cannot be quenched. That is the material situation. But in the spiritual realm, form and name, there's no difference. As soon as you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna is present. But then we must chant it according to the instructions of the spiritual master. And the spiritual master requires us to carefully and attentively chant the Maha Mantra. And avoiding all the offenses, then this Maha Mantra will manifest on our tongue, and it will manifest in our heart, and our lives will be transformed. Srila Rupa Goswami tells us that when he chants this Maha Mantra, the bliss of it makes him feel like having thousands of tongues. And when the sweet sound vibration of the Maha Mantra enters his ears, he's desiring a million of years so that he can relish the sound vibration, the sweet sound vibration of the Maha Mantra. And when the sound vibration enters the courtyard of the heart, he is completely drowned in Krishna Prem. That is the pleasure we all need. That is the joy we are all seeking after. This material body that we have is a contamination. Material existence simply means contamination. The body itself is contamination. Material mind is contamination. Material intelligence is contamination. Material affection is contamination. All things relating to this body is contamination. And they prevent us from really relishing Krishna consciousness. So, to release Krishna consciousness, we have to do away with all these contaminations. By engaging Krishna consciousness, we can purify our mind, we can purify our intelligence, we can purify our body, we can purify our existence, and when all these are purified, then we can really, really enjoy life. Actually, Enjoyment begins when we become situated in Krishna consciousness. Material existence is just a patchwork. We try to solve one problem by patchwork. And when we are able to kind of solve a problem, we are very happy. Actually, that's what it means to be happy in material life. Material life is full of problems. And we are always seeking solutions to these problems. And when we are able to solve one problem, then we feel very elated. But as soon after that, another problem comes up. So, that is all about material existence. Material existence simply means solving one problem after another. Because the scientists are trying to help us by inventing so many machines so that we can solve our problems more quickly. But that doesn't solve the problems of life. It doesn't. It is this Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada has mentioned in one purport of Srimad Bhagavatam that austerities and detachment are very necessary. Children, students should be trained in this Krishna consciousness, how to accept voluntary austerity, because that would give them a different dimension of enjoyment. Children are trained, students are trained to work very hard materially and then earn a living by traveling 3-4 hours a day to the place of work and back. So this will not produce the real happiness we are looking for. So by taking to this Krishna consciousness and by accepting these minimal austerities, we are preparing for a very beautiful, wonderful, enjoyable life. So let us take advantage of this Krishna consciousness by taking shelter of the spiritual master and by following the instructions very rigidly. Without following the instructions of the spiritual master very rigidly, we cannot advance in Krishna consciousness. It is very important. So Chitraketu Maharaj is rigidly following the instructions of Narada Muni, and as a result, in 7 days and 7 nights, he is going to have a darshan of Lord Anantadev. So if we want to experience Krishna in our life, then we must adhere to these basic principles of Krishna consciousness. We don't need to perform all these severe austerities. Just engage in kirtan, engage in japa, engage in the spiritual Prabhupada's books, engage in preaching Krishna consciousness, engage in the service of the deity, engage in the service of the devotees, and spiritual bliss is guaranteed. That is what is awaiting all of us who are taking to this process of Krishna consciousness. So, let us not miss this opportunity by thinking of something else. Let us not miss this opportunity by placing something else in front of our Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is the most valuable gift. It is the most valuable gift. And when one receives it from the spiritual master, he should honor it by protecting it. So we are all fortunate that we have gotten these gifts of Krishna consciousness. And therefore, we must protect it and also give it to others. Then our lives will become successful. Hare Krishna. So, any comment or question? It's almost 9 o'clock. I know devotees performed so much austerity yesterday, observing Nilajal Ekadashi, and so they are ready to eat. That's only one day austerity. Chitraketu Maharaj is performing 7 days drinking only water. So our austerity is very, very small. Actually, Srila Prabhupada recommends that we should observe these 24 Ekadashis a year, and we should also observe the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like Janmashtami, like Ghor Purnima. These are austerities. These are recommended austerities for a devotee. Of course, Krishna mentions a number of austerities for the body, austerities for of speech, austerity of the mind in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 17. Yeah, Krishna mentions those austerities. But Srila Prabhupada says, if we can just observe this Ekadashi Vrat and then the birthdays or the appearance days of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and just make sure we chant our rounds every day and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, that is sufficient. We are sure we will achieve the Paramgati, the supreme goal of life, which is Krishna Prem. Thank you very much. Tantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada.